I love celebrities. I love looking at them and their gorgeous faces. And have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, whiter looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit: Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify drastically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, whiter, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it is so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it is FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it is made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb. So whether you're on set, or on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
Whoa. Welcome. Welcome to the Chris Chapman do-over. What's up, everybody? So let's just get into it and talk about, what is going on? Why have you not heard my voice in a while? The long story short, I was at a different podcast company that I will never say the name of ever. I will never say the name of their fucking rat CEO. One day we were talking and I made some comments that some people were not super excited about, as it pertains to women. And I'm not going to like get into the whole thing again. And it blew up and I had every person screaming at me. I had Rosie O'Donnell come to my home. She came to my fucking home, dog. And I got canceled. I'm a victim of cancel culture. I'm a victim. And first of all, can I just say like there's a lot of things I want to do to women. Hating them is at like the fucking bottom of the list.
Amen.
A fucking man. Yes, let's go, baby.
I am the mountain. I am the sea. I am the eagle flying high. I am the stallion running free. I am the darkness. I am the light. I was the dead man walking, but now I've risen, and I am back to make this right.
That was our amazing theme by Never Say John. They're our friends, and they're an amazing band. So about 4 months ago, a new podcast company called Odyssey, they came to me with an idea, and they said, we know the effect you have on our society. We know how significant you are. We want you back. And they said, the one thing we are worried about, we're worried that no women will listen to the show. So they said, you want to do the show? You need to get 1% at least female listenership, right? They said before you were at 100% male listeners, zero women. We can't have that. And so I talked to some of my friends about it. I talked to Kimble Musk. I talked to Nick Cannon. I talked to all the boys. And I said, okay, let's go. I can't have my voice silenced because of a preconceived notion someone has about me. Let's fucking do this. And they said, great. So with that, and totally unrelated to the 1% shit, look what I got. I got a new lady co-host, Frankie. Name sounds like a man, looks like a woman. Say what's up. Please introduce yourself to the world.
Hello, is it on now? My mic is on. Yes, that rules. I was trying to kind of interject before, but you kept saying mic off. You're mouthing to me. But now I'm on. I can hear myself. This rules. My name is Frankie. I am, so many things. A social media queen. I am an author when I'm finished my book. And I am a blogger and I am a speaker. And you might know me from my socials at Frankie, my dear, I don't give a damn. And probably know me best from my viral video where I super glued my hand to a painting in the Louvre. And a lot of people thought that was for climate change. So I'm so stoked to be here. So let's go.
Let's go, baby. And sitting by my side for like 2 decades now, it's the professor. Say what's up, bro.
Greetings, my humans.
I'm sorry, who are you?
You tell me you don't know the professor.
Are you on the podcast? I thought you were the sound guy.
I'm the sidekick.
Okay, so real quick, because I will say, in all defense, you were very honest with me and said, listen, I've never heard your show.
Yeah, like, I mean, my dad is a super fan.
You told me that. You showed me the picture of him holding up the bumper sticker. That is awesome. That is awesome.
And I did, in all fairness, I tried to listen to some of the older episodes when you guys were talking about The Hangover or whatever, but I was like, I don't know this movie. I was 8 when it came out. Like, I'm such a baby. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah. So anyway, so this is the professor. Professor and I go way back. The professor is my longtime co-host, kind of.
And best friend. Number one best friend. Kind of hype man.
Hype man, best man, the man. Literally been doing stand-up with this guy since Bill Clinton was president. Do your Clinton real quick. Just give me one line as Bill Clinton.
I didn't even see the dress.
we met at a little comedy store called the Heart Attack Factory. Mm-hmm. And I was about to go on, and this is 94?
This was about 94, yeah.
So 6 years before I was born. So embarrassing. Man. I know, I'm such a baby, I'm embarrassed.
In 94, I was in my mid-20s. I was having a panic attack backstage. We didn't know what to call it then, because Sopranos hadn't
come out yet.
But I was having a sort of, I thought I was choking and I was going to fall down, and I leaned over on Chris and I said, I'm dying, help me, I'm dying. And he just said, get out there
and just say exactly
wow.
that. Just say exactly that.
Well, the next day Chris took me out. We went to a deli and he showed me how eating a lot of esoteric meats from the deli counter can cure a lot of mental problems.
The point is, we did stand-up comedy together. He is going to be, obviously, wherever I go, he goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's the kind of thing where it's kind of like, you are the co-host. He is also a co-host. Basically, we're all co-hosts, except me, but you guys are both co-hosts.
You two are the primary co-hosts, co-host,
yes.
And I'm the third guy who's also hosting.
Yeah, I'm the host, you're the co-host,
right.
And he's a co-host.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, so it's nice to meet you, the doctor?
The professor.
The professor. Okay,
the doctor's
awesome.
His dad. Yeah, this guy is, if there's a fucking weird fact, he'll tell you a little bit more about it.
Yeah. And some weird fictions too.
But anyways, I'm excited to do the show. I think, you know, like having you in the room already, I think will help us kind of unlock what I'll call corporate goals. But I really think the three of us are going to have a lot of like really interesting discussions because we're very different people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like I personally have found that different people have different takes.
So true.
So I think we are like a couple tacos short of a combination platter.
Yeah.
Like, let me ask you this question, Ricky. What's most important to you? Because what's most important to him is internet privacy and no one knowing where he goes. What's the most important thing to you?
I guess, like, basically since I've blown up and kind of become like a voice of the nations and of the people and women and men and all sorts of, you know, I've kind of become like accidental voice of a generation. Mm. So what's important to me is that everyone gets heard, you know? It's not just Christianity, it's Indianism, it's Buddhism, it's everyone and everywhere of all sorts of credos and creedies and of colors. I want to make sure all those people are heard. So I'm going to be like the UN of our kind of meeting. Like, I can tell you guys are kind of bad rascals, and sometimes I'm going to be kind of bringing you back to earth, like bad boy, you know, Chris Chapman, and then like kind of voice of reason, people, voice of the people, Frankie.
I'm the voice of sort of meta truth.
Okay.
When it comes to travel, every family has a happy place. My happy place is in Sardinia, where an ex-lover of mine runs a feta factory. But wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you and your family there more often. And thanks to Priceline's family-friendly options, you can save 60% on family-friendly hotels. You can sort by room type, have amenities like pools, and get access to deals you can't find anywhere else. And with Priceline, you never have to miss a trip. Whenever I'm planning a vacation, which usually means weeks away from work and people I know, I always trust Priceline to help me book. It's simple, reliable, and saves me some cash that can be better spent on something fun. Fun is so important. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% on family-friendly hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So today we're going to be talking about a very, very important topic that seems to be gaining more and more traction. I'm talking about mental health.
So important.
And we're going to speak to someone who is absolutely an expert in this field. I have spoken to her on her podcast, which is hugely successful. It's called Say More.
Thank you. Bonjour. Hello.
Bonjour.
Oh my God. Bonjour. French.
She is a multi-selling author, authoress. She was on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, which is pretty cool. She is definitely one of the preeminent experts in the field of mental health. And it is my honor to welcome Dr. Sheila to the pod. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure. We had a deal.
We had a deal. You do me, I do you.
That's right.
I went on your podcast. We broke it down. I would say you gave me a healthy dose of therapy.
Before we proceed, how did it feel when you left my office?
Well, can I be honest with you?
I insist that you are.
I'm driving home the whole time. I'm thinking, what a waste of time. Mm. None of it worked. She's full of hokum. And then I turn my car off and I look up and I was at the hospital I was born in. And I was like, wow. What does that mean?
I can confirm that. He called me and told me that he was there. Because I had been calling and calling and calling. Sometimes I get a little upset when you don't pick up quickly. I called you from my other phone, and then you picked up and you told me where you were, and I understood, and I thought, wow.
Well, that's very interesting. So you get upset when Chris doesn't call you right away?
When I expect him to, if he says he's going to call me after something and then he doesn't, so I think something's wrong.
And I told him I don't mind because I sometimes do dangerous stuff, and it's good to have someone checking on me.
So you two are a couple?
A couple of dudes who are best friends.
A couple of world-class stand-ups.
I understand.
A couple of perverts.
Yeah. Really,
boring. Let's talk to a therapist. I mean, I've never talked to a therapist before. You haven't. Have you ever had therapy? No. So I'm curious to know. My grandpa died last October, and I'm wondering if you're getting anything from him. I don't practice in that way. So why, how come you're dressed like a fortune teller? Oh, well, I didn't know the weather in Fort Worth, and I was afraid it was going to get chilly at night, so I have a couple of shawls. And
you look amazing.
Thank you.
May I say. Well, let me ask you a question, Doc. Sorry, and I know you always correct me. It's not Dr. Sheila, it's Doctor.
Yes, I should point out it has to be asked as a question.
Yes.
Because I am not technically a doctor, although I present like one and I identify as one. To say it is...
legally.
Sets us all up for
yes.
failure.
100%.
Really.
Yeah. So, Doctor, let me ask you, what made you want to jump into people's minds?
So beginnings are important to you. The origin story of someone is important.
Yeah. I think it's good to learn about, you know, people and how they, you know, ended up where they are. So I'm wondering how did you get here?
And if I didn't have a story that made sense to you, how would that make you feel?
I first of all, I don't want to make this about me, but I will answer your question. I would be, you know, I'd be a little confused and I would, you know, push you on it a little bit, but this is not about me. Like you've already had a little dance party in my brain. You're our guest. We want to know about Dr. Sheila and kind of how you came to be.
And what's so interesting is you're asking me about my beginning when, in fact, you are the one beginning something new, yes?
Yes. I mean, this is show one of the new era.
But mostly the same.
it's got a lot of the same vibes, but there's a lot of obviously new energy that we've
show, best show.
Little icing on the cake. For the cake is the cake.
The
and
cake
there's some
itself,
fresh
the
icing on it.
Over here.
Fresh icing on the same cake. Oh.
So you're introducing someone new into this relationship.
Yeah. So for years, it was just the two of us. And now we have this new and totally different voice added to the mix. And I am excited by it.
What does excited mean?
I mean, look at her. She's so cool and young and funny and just different.
And she's learning. She's like learning how to get on board with the dynamic.
Well, actually, I'm kind of here to teach. I'm kind of here to correct them and bring them on board. I'm kind of fixing what was broken in a way. Mm. And because I'm young and especially this episode, like mental health is so important to me. Like the last time I got a CAT scan, the doctor was like, your brain's so smooth. I was like, thank you. You know, like that's a young person's perspective. Like my brain doesn't even have a single wrinkle in it yet.
Mm.
You know, so I'm just thrilled to kind of bestow that upon them.
So have you, as a throuple, have you gone over some of the rules? Because it's a triangle is very difficult to navigate.
Now, I know what a throuple is because a couple nights ago I watched a little video on YouTube about throuples, and they call it polyamory, which when we were younger was just called having fun. I know I wouldn't say we're a throuple as we are three putple.
Three putple? I've heard of that. A three putple is different than a throuple. And what I think is interesting, Chris, is your need to explain to me what you aren't. Did anyone else notice Chris explaining to me what a throuple was?
I did.
Right. And he isn't a therapist, right?
No.
So.
But he is the boss. He is the sheriff in town.
Very
true. Around here, around these parts.
And I know what you're trying to do, or you are just trying to make this about me and expose the inner workings of my mind more. And I love you for that. But no,
do
I would.
Do you?
Do I love you? Yeah. Yes. Yes, I do. I do.
Why? We barely know each other.
Yeah, but when I see you, I feel like I end up, I don't know, I end up finding out things about myself, which is weird because I, as much as I love mental health and I think it's important, I, like I've told you, like sometimes think that therapy is for weak losers.
And we love all our guests. You know, we love, Chris and I, we love Frankie. When Frankie joins us, we love you. We love everybody who comes onto the show.
Jean-Claude Van Damme was a little rude, I thought. Jean-Claude Van Damme was a little
rude. He was a little rude, but we showed him love on his way in.
Full disclosure, I am the godmother of one of Jean-Claude's daughters, so I'd rather not get into that if that's okay with you. But the word love is being thrown around very, very loose, fast and loose here.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like when you love someone, Chris?
There's different ways.
Don't say sex positions. You are bad. I know you're thinking of it.
Oh, well, I mean, part, yeah, kind of, yeah. Like
Frankie, you're laughing, but your eyes are filled with tears. So what's happening there?
I guess I just, like, I've been dating Colby Fox from Big Brother season 44, the UK version, for, like, a year on and off. And, like, we do doggy style or dog style or big dog style, little dog style. Like, it's only ever, like, kind of dog. And that's the only way, like, I know about love.
Mm.
And so when we talk about love, I'm like...
I didn't even know you were dating anyone.
Like, on again, off again. Don't get any ideas, Chris. I'm not, like, off the market.
and I'm married.
And I'm not allowed to say.
Yeah, I can't, legally.
I'm contractually obligated not to discuss my own sexuality, my sexual preferences, anything that I'm attracted to or anything that I think might attract people to me.
Yeah, and it's not just him saying these are my boundaries. It's also, it's an HR thing. HR just kind of jumped in and said, as I told you, Professor and I did thousands of podcasts on our old show, The Confrontation. So
statistically, it was one of the big turn off points. And by turn off, they mean like turn off the app.
Unsubscribe, unsubscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So, okay, let me ask you this, because you are the guest. You are the guest.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I have to admit, I'm very bad at being a guest. I don't like to answer questions about myself.
I see what you're doing. You're turning this around
on me. And I see that you see.
You see, and I know that you see me seeing.
Well, and I think it's interesting that you need me to know that I know that you know.
This is like the battle of two of the greatest minds I've ever seen.
I mean, it kind of is. Like, it's almost gladiatorial.
So, can I just bring something up? And I know that this is... How should I say? You have a different energy with your show than I do with mine.
Yeah.
You tend to, what's the word, vomit the words
yep.
a little more.
Yeah,
where,
yeah.
But did you notice while you were telling your story what Frankie was doing? She was very attentive to your storytelling.
Aw, thanks for noticing.
Yeah. And you were watching Frankie, Professor, and...
Ew.
I was just making sure that she wasn't going to take advantage of his weakness.
Well, could we play a little game, a fun little game that won't go wrong at all?
Yes.
It's important on a ship when you're about to take a voyage to
yep.
know what everyone's job is. So could we just take a moment to go around and just check in and say what our job is here?
This is pretty easy. My job is to deliver hot takes. That's it.
You're probably the captain.
I'm the captain.
I guess I would be kind of like... Oh, what's that in the water? Like, it's some mermaid, and now it's up on the boat, and she's kind of giving wisdom, and she's either, you know, giving a different kind of hot take, or she's agreeing with the hot take.
I mean, what you described is actually my job, not the mermaid part, but
you're
the
reaction.
You're not
a mermaid. You'd be like
laughing.
A squid with garbage on, or if a squid got caught in garbage on its tentacles.
Well, neither the mermaid
like,
nor
oh,
the...
Oh, we gotta free this poor squid.
Neither the mermaid nor the squid is actually in the crew. I'm the first officer.
I'll give it to you in terms that you'll understand clear as day. If we're Crimson Tide, I'm Gene Hackman. She's Gandolfini. He's Viggo Mortensen. Denzel's not here.
I don't want to be Gandalf. I don't get this metaphor.
Can I ask you what the word do-over means for you? It's an interesting word that you're using.
Mm.
The Chris Chapman do-over.
You know, we had, like I said, we had our show, The Confrontation, for many years. We did thousands and thousands and thousands of episodes.
Mm.
And we had some... problems, and there was a little bit of maybe cancel police running around.
What happened to us is we were having a good time and we're the best years of our lives, and they were taken away by people who just should have changed the channel. Like in today's world, it's like 40-year-old guys are having fun like they're 12,
yeah.
and then it's people in their 20s who are like old ladies, like, you can't save it. And they're supposed to be young and having fun. We're supposed to be old, being like, not on my watch.
Professor, do you feel like you can express yourself in your own voice, or do you have to do voices?
It's a radio program, and it's called an act out,
yeah.
so that's sort of in my blood.
Oh, I love stand-up. When people stand up and tell jokes... They're not even sitting down. They're standing up. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you about meditation because everyone's talking about meditation now.
How I can quickly explain what meditation does is it rewires the brain. I think it's good for your skin. That's what I've been told or mm-hmm. what I've witnessed. I think what meditation does is it allows you to be here now, which is what we're often trying to do in life, is to have one moment where the butterfly lands on the branch.
Could say the exact same thing about methamphetamine, minus the skin, because it does make your skin.
Bad for skin, bad for teeth.
So let's try a little meditation here. And
great.
Chris, Professor Frankie, you're welcome to join in, or if you'd like to do what you've been doing so far, which is stare at Chris.
Okay.
So everyone, close your eyes. Professor, please close your eyes. And now... if we're having a feeling that comes up in our heads, let's try to not judge that feeling. Let's assume that feeling is a passing cloud that will come in, pass through, and leave. And I want to say, if anyone needs to fart, that's totally normal. So, Chris, do you want to talk about some feelings that you're having?
I'm just going to tell you what's on my mind. Every time a cloud appears, I'm just going to tell you what's on the cloud. I think this is kind of weird. I don't love having my eyes closed. I see people, kind of groups of people. I see me in the group, and I see everyone is angry at me in this cloud, and now I'm going to jump out of that cloud, and I see you. I see you, doctor, in this cloud. And I am seeing your boobs. You're wearing a negligee. And one of the little straps on the side has fallen down and you're smoking a cigarette. And kind of patting the bed next to you. And I come in and I'm wearing a gardener's outfit. And you motion for me to undress. And I take my pants off and you start taking pictures of my body. And then you stand up and you take off your negligee and you tell me you're gonna fuck my brains out.
And that was meditation.
Chris, do a cloud with me on it.
This improvised episode of the Chris Chapman Do-Over is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcasts. It's produced by Best Case Studios. The cast includes Ike Barinholtz, Neil Casey, Lisa Gilroy, and Amy Poehler.
You know, why is it do-over? What's the do part?
When I think of the word do, it's just something that you... To do is the act of doing. We can all agree on that.
Is a do-over used in changing someone's appearance? That's a makeover.
Makeover. That's a makeover.
Well, then I don't know what do-over means.
Yeah, well, I think we're breaking new ground.
For Paper Kite Productions, Amy Poehler and Liz Kikowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer. For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer. Suzanne Myers, supervising producer. Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart and Isabel Evans, producers.
Odyssey executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yenikin Biernink, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hilary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green. Theme song composed and performed by Ben Lapidus. This episode was edited and mixed by Max Michael Miller. We recorded at Studio Awesome in LA and The Cutting Room in New York.
Follow and listen to the Chris Chapman Do-Over now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.